Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, welcome back, you rascals. We were laughing at us. Somebody sent us an AI image of the touchdown celebration yesterday. This is strictly a visual for our YouTube and Twitch audience. But yesterday, of course, you had the celebration, Dolphins win over the Jaguars, Tyreek Hill touchdown, and of course, Jalen Waddle was going to be there to celebrate said touchdown. But somebody has gone AI on the image, Marcos, and they have had an actual penguin arresting a cheetah.
He's got the cow hat on. The cheetah's looking like, what did I do? What did I do?
You know you ate the jackal.
Man. Anyway, headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins winners yesterday. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars by a score of 20-17. Larry Zonka loves him some Alec Ingold. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said,
I'll tell you what, he made himself skinny and got through those little cracks there. That was pretty good.
Good game today, Ingold. You stepped up when we needed you and gave him the old flex emoji. If you're Alec Ingold, that's you get
the
stamp of approval from Larry Zonka. That's an honor. That's an honor if you're Alec Ingold. Old Zonk coming in there and telling you. But he was good. He was they haven't seen a guy get 3 yards like that since, you know.
Well, shoulder pads.
I might. I'm thinking about going to the game.
Which one?
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Ooh, tailgate action. What?
I don't know. You want to go? You want to go tailgate, Frog Boy?
I'm definitely gonna be there. Gets wild, and it's great because it's not gonna be that hot. Like, it'll be humid, but it won't be like.
The only problem is I can't. If I tailgate, then I'm like, game's gonna end late Friday. I'm going to be as big of a participant as I am today. Dude, I'm hurt.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you, dude. If it was me, well, I would have taken it off.
No, but it's closer to... Like, it. For me, you have to understand. When I played football, there were no holidays. I got off every Tuesday, which sucked.
Not the worst right? day to get
so,
off.
If there was a holiday and it fell on a Wednesday, you just had an earlier Wednesday practice. It just didn't matter. Like all these like President's Day and Labor Day and all that. I didn't know. Never, as long as I've been in football, I didn't know that was a holiday because we had practice. So like I would have a hard time catching a flight that early, driving by work. Evan. To go home and do nothing.
I appreciate you, buddy. Yeah. I appreciate you.
It's not, no.
Let's hear from, we'll give you a little breather of talking. So we'll have somebody else talk.
Oh, boy.
Mike McDaniel.
Wait, can we get the question first?
I don't know. I don't know what was, I didn't cut these actually. So I did not put the question first. But Mike McDaniel, he talked about the emotional situation with Tyreek Hill getting arrested before the game. Here was Mick Cochin.
You know, I think you try to prepare a team to handle the unknown. You definitely aren't forecasting exact situations. You just, you know, a lot of things fall into the veil of adversity. And I think the one common denominator is there is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, in any sort of life adversity. You're not necessarily prepared for that, but neither were our teammates that were in need. So we just do our best.
There you go. Mike McDaniel on the situation. Crazy. Because teammates, Calais Campbell, Jonnu Smith. Putting Calais Campbell in handcuffs.
Imagine the guy.
So they handcuff the guy helping, trying to de-escalate. And that's the thing that bothers me.
OBJ was there too. OBJ showed up. He was going to the game.
I mean,
and he's like, "What the hell's going on here?"
Couldn't run away fast enough from the guy.
But that's think about this.
A damn hamstring.
You have four police officers, and somebody else has to come over to try to de-escalate the situation. Because by then, he was already handcuffed and face first on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would like to know what happened that warranted that.
Listen, this has just been called out. Like, it's been 24 hours. Like, it's been requested for body cam footage and all that. Nothing. Nobody's, and well, we know that
you know what that means. Because if somebody's innocent, how quick that footage come out?
It'll be on the news the same night.
Right. It would already been on the news this morning. They would have released it last night.
Yeah, this is from Jim Defeaty from, I think he's from CBS. CBS 4. Long time.
OBJ's car has a handicap sticker hanging on it. Wow.
Jeez.
Sneathen.
Jim Defeaty, it has now been 24 hours since Tyreek Hill was stopped and handcuffed, and the Miami-Dade PD is still refusing to release the body cam video. If the mayor and the police director claim they want transparency, then they should release the video immediately. The longer they refuse to release the body cam
footage, the more guilty they look.
Then the public will wonder what they are hiding. Miami-Dade PD has long used the internal affairs process to hide their misdeeds. There is no reason they should withhold the video with an internal investigation as the internal investigation continues.
And by saying here, let me show you how the corporate world works. By saying we have an internal affair, they have basically given themselves an excuse not to release it until,
right. Which also, like, why? Like, what does that have to do with it? You guys can't make copies of a video.
No, that's not the point. Because then they can say we don't talk about or release any of the footage until internal affairs has reviewed it to try to let everything die down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tell you what, here's what's amazing. When the lady was killed, that police came out like 24 hours later. Right? When they went into the house, she called the police to her house.
Mm-hmm.
So the officer was placed on administrative duty right away. So he was put on the commissioner's list.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Safe to say he won't be working Thursday's game.
Right.
Should that be a requirement? Should you know more or less who Scottie Scheffler is or Tyreek Hill is, if you're going to work those sporting events. Just like a quick, like, you know.
I got a hard time believing they didn't know who he was, man. I have, like, how do you not know?
You know, I believe it. You know, Noah Lyles.
I mean, obvious, and like, Tyreek pulled this, you know, Tyreek, you know, had, you know, his agent and all that. So, like, all right, eventually, and he made this point. This is how he started his breakfast. What if I wasn't Tyreek Hill?
Exactly.
Yeah. What if I didn't have all these people who were stopping to help me and get me into that stadium? Like,
right.
How does this go for me speeding? Yeah. Am I in jail?
Right.
Am I beat up more? Because everybody's, like, the reason it's a scene is because he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Right.
But.
And here's the other thing. Here's why I know something's up. And it's just my own personal belief. I'm not even going to throw the black thing into it. That's a whole nother conversation. But anytime you have footage of people driving by and showing that video, and we see that video over and over again, if there was a defense of anyone, that other footage would have came out right away.
For sure.
So,
if we would have seen Tyreek Hill looking like Tokyo Drift and almost hitting a cop.
Right. Right.
You know, like, let's say that was the... Hey, that dude almost, like, clipped one of our police officers.
Still, no reason to karate chop him and put him face first on...
Mm-hmm. But like, I guarantee that would have been out already.
Right. It like, okay, it's egregious. It's reckless driving. It is a nonviolent infraction. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That is how you treat people that are resisting arrest. He was not charged with resisting arrest.
He wasn't charged with anything. He was cited for speeding.
Right. And so you're telling me that in this world that we live in, that a speeding ticket warrants that behavior?
Definitely not.
And because guess what? Again, I'm going to just take the facts. I don't know what Tyreek said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Tyreek did. But here's the facts. He was cited for a speeding ticket. He was not cited for resisting arrest. Scottie Scheffler was cited for a whole bunch of stuff to try to make him look terrible.
He knows what he did.
Right. You see what I'm saying? I mean, in fact, they were talking about how he dragged the police officer.
Remember the $80 pants?
The $80 pants. Yeah. You remember that story that came out, right? Say, oh, so at least you were like, oh, we got to get to the bottom of this because we don't know what Scottie Scheffler did. And it sounds like with what they charged him with, he might have did something he didn't, and that was thrown out. But with this, the only thing he was charged with is a speeding ticket. He wasn't charged with resisting arrest. He wasn't charged with any act of aggression. So I would like to know, just based on the information we have, why was a man leg whipped and face planted and put on the pavement? Okay? Now, if we want to get into more detail with it, would that have happened if it was Dan Marino?
No.
Okay. Would that have happened if it was, pick another guy, Braxton Berrios?
Probably not.
Right. So when you wonder why people feel this way, look at incidents like this and you understand. I tell my son all the time, he was in Daytona. Let me tell you, he got stopped all the time. And you know what I told him? Your job is to get home. That's it. You do what you got to do to get home. I don't care if you got to eat crow. I don't care. Your job is to get home. That's how we have to behave. That's where we have to behave. Otherwise, you're handcuffed and put face planted on the ground because of whatever reason they determine. That's not right.
Nope.
So I don't know what they're going to do. I have a feeling that they are going to let this thing die down or try to stretch it out so we don't feel that our feelings die down about it. But I got to tell you, when people say things like this and say things about the issues that happen with people of color in these situations, This doesn't help your case, regardless of what happened. It doesn't.
Take a break. Back after this. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
How's your Monday? A victory Monday? You were fired up yesterday watching those Miami Dolphins.
My neighbors told me to stop talking. Stop yelling.
Wow, really?
Stop yelling.
That's how loud.
What the heck is their problem?
I gotta tell you, it was a roller coaster of emotions that game yesterday. There's no doubt about that.
It really was, for sure.
Wow. You know? It was fun though. I am so happy football's back.
Yeah.
I'll tell you though, it seems like we're watching a different sport than everybody else around the league. Everybody else is watching, you know, short passes awful offense. And even with the Dolphins having a terrible first half,
led the league.
Still, bombskis, dude.
That dude.
We got bombskis.
I tried watching Cleveland.
Cool. I did too, because I was like, yeah, Cleveland, Leroy's there. Gonna be
exactly. I was doing it for Leroy. You know?
Should have been a good game. The game stunk. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady stunk. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I can't believe Leroy went to two places and watched some of the worst football he's ever seen in his life.
Got it delivered. Literally got it delivered.
Tell him, man. Poor guy.
It was bad.
Yeah, poor guy.
It was bad. I ain't gonna lie. Hello, Jennifer.
Came to make your day a whole lot better, Leroy.
There you go. He is. We were having a debate during the break if Lil Wayne is being disrespected because he is not the halftime.
Can I just
show this week? They announced Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
He's being disrespected. Has he ever done a halftime show? Has he appeared in a halftime show?
No.
But here's the deal.
Too taboo.
Here's the deal. Lil Wayne is bigger than Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
And Lil Wayne is from New Orleans.
Yes.
And you would get all the cash money there.
Yep.
And you might even get Drake.
Yep.
Nicki
Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. For but sure. See, here's my thing. If I was him.
Yes.
I would have presented it with Batiste.
Oh.
Wynton Marsalis.
Ah.
And Harry Connick Jr.
Real musicians from the city.
I would have them play, like, just the different, you know, people from New Orleans that could contribute. But I don't know. So now we basically going to do a whole Atlanta thing.
Well, he's from Compton.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar's from L.A., yeah.
They did the West Coast thing already. We saw Dr. Dre and
he is the biggest thing.
But
in
isn't
music
it
this
doesn't?
Year,
but isn't he does most of his music in Atlanta though, doesn't he?
No,
who?
No, he doesn't.
No. As a matter of fact, he one of his things against Drake was that anytime Drake needed,
well, he went to Atlanta.
He went to Atlanta to get that endorsement
because he's a colonizer.
Essentially, that's what he said.
Is he going to be allowed to do that song?
He has. That's the only reason he got booked. What other reason did he get booked? What name another Kendrick Lamar song?
He's the biggest thing in music right now.
That song.
But that song is why.
I understand.
No other Kendrick Lamar song anyone can
ever. But they know, like, when they put him out there, like, he's.
Vlad say old people musicians. No, dude. You see, but you have to understand, New Orleans music is different.
Yeah.
It has its
which
own.
You can't
flair.
Have a whole halftime show.
You can't have a whole half, but you can still keep it popular and still like include them. I'm not saying they got to play their whole songs, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, you can't go like when who was it? Justin Timberlake did Minnesota. He did an ode to Prince. Right? That's how you do it. So if you're in New Orleans and you don't do anything to celebrate New Orleans music.
That resembles that.
Don't you got to have to kind of be there to fully understand what New Orleans music is?
Here's the thing, though. Like, I think the defense, though, is if you're the biggest thing in music for a year, like, you don't always have to do a hometown theme for the Super Bowl. You don't always have to do that.
Okay.
Like, if he.
Like that's a hometown place, though. Like, New
York. Right.
New York. Who
because,
cares?
But anyone here's the deal. New Orleans music, New Orleans rap, Everything is different.
The way they talk, the way they eat food, the way that they drink when they drive.
He could possibly have Batiste. Batiste is pretty big.
Prince did Miami, and it was one of the greatest halftime shows ever. Nobody cared that Pitbull didn't do that that year.
Unfortunately, Miami is another one of those spots where it's like, New York, Miami, L.A.
Miami is?
Yeah, okay. You have Gloria Estefan, Pitbull, and then what do we do?
Well, they did do J-Lo and Shakira, which people loved, and now the FCC, but they got too many complaints.
Those hips slide, baby. Those hips slap.
Where's Maroon 5 from? They did a halftime show. It was terrible.
Well, you know what?
They did.
They can do it in Denver. If Denver had a Super Bowl, there you go, Maroon 5. You can have that one.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, if they were going to Detroit, whatever, let's say.
You gotta be
Eminem. Eminem.
Okay, but what if Taylor Swift agrees to do it?
Is not Kendrick Lamar.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is not.
I don't want Taylor Swift in Detroit.
No, but I'm just, wait.
What do you guys care? You're not in Detroit.
But here's my point.
There are certain people who are going to leapfrog people at a certain time.
But wait, if I had a choice between Eminem and Taylor Swift in Detroit, I'd go with Eminem.
There you go.
Okay? But to say that you're in New Orleans... And you went with Kendrick Lamar over Lil Wayne, who might be one of the greatest to ever do it.
Understood, but when's the last time Wayne had a hit?
All right, but it's not about... I mean, when Prince did
Come
it, when's
on.
The last time
Everyone
Prince had a hit?
For Prince. Wayne there.
He's Wayne. It's the same
But was it in Minnesota, okay? Like, your arguments would be, hey, we have Taylor Swift to do... Let's just say Prince was still with us.
Yes.
Your argument would be, hey, we have Taylor Swift. The Minnesota Minnesota's hosting the Super Bowl this year.
Taylor Swift could include Prince. Taylor,
maybe. Yeah. Right. Maybe. But what if she doesn't? She's Tay-Tay. What if she doesn't?
I think her personality says she would try to get Prince involved.
And if she didn't, I'd be
But I just
upset.
Think that she would. Because Justin
so
Timberlake
tour,
did it,
she had a tour
and he
once
played a
where
Prince
she
song.
Somebody from every city she went to. So she would share the stage.
I know she would, but she's like the top of the top. It's just like, he's alive. Why not?
Mr. Grip said Kendrick can bring Lil Wayne to do their song Mona Lisa.
But it's only...
But with the beef, I don't know if Lil Wayne would go out.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I'm asking. Because the only reason that he wouldn't do a feature is Lil Wayne loyal to Drake? Like, is that his guy?
Not going to happen, dude. It is...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Not gonna happen?
Not gonna happen.
A lot of people have left Drake Rats off a ship. LeBron. Yeah,
sure.
DeMar DeRozan.
Dave South said it right. Remember, OutKast wasn't the main act. That's because they wanted OutKast.
Wow.
But who's Andre 2000 said, if he can't do the whole song.
Rob them of 1,000, dude.
3,000.
Thank you.
He said if he can't, they can't do their whole song in full, that he didn't want to do the show. So that's why Big Boi only ended up doing a cameo. So they tried to get OutKast.
Who did the rest of the halftime show in Atlanta?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
That's fair.
But I went, you know, when we went to New York.
Oh, Maroon 5.
The New York Super Bowl was Bruno Mars and, was it the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Bruno Mars was good, though.
He was good.
Bruno Mars is good.
Yeah. Bruno Mars was good, yeah.
But isn't he Hawaiian?
Uh-huh. No Super Bowls in Hawaii. He'll never have a chance. Pro Bowl?
Pro Bowl ain't even there.
Oh, I know.
Andre 2000 and Medium Boi.
Keto artists. Oh, man. Listen, enough of this quibbling, ladies. We saw a lot of bad offense yesterday. Oh, you know, a lot of bad offense, a lot of short throws.
Slumps.
This might have been, besides a team you never thought would blow up the way they did, and that's the Saints, the worst offensive football we've seen in a week of the NFL in a long time.
Agreed.
Wow.
Agreed. I'll tell you what else you don't want to be dinking and dunking, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what's that?
In the bedroom, all right?
That's right.
You want big touchdown throws. You want to rev up your offense in the sheets. So you should try Blue Chew.
Woo.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you guys can chew it and do it.
Yeah.
Whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or single, trying to impress someone new, Blue Chew is for you, and I got a special deal for the listeners out there, all right? Wow. You guys can go to BlueChew.com today. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You pay just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Wow. That's right. Go to BlueChew.com today. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout to receive your first month of Blue Chew for free. Go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let me tell you guys again about Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's coming to Smoke on the Water in Weston. If you guys want to hang out with us, you guys can on Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar. Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQM on-air staff. It's free to attend, but you guys need to RSVP. All you got to do, go to WQM.com, and you will get your invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly, and you guys can talk sports with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Auto Mall, official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to www.themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Let's mix it on up, Frog Boi! The Mixed Bag brought to you by Broward Health, well into your future. What do you got today for us, Froggy?
All righty then. On today's Mixed Bag, a lot of Dolphins heavy sound.
Love it.
We're reflecting on a victory Monday here. Why not? Let's start off with Uno.
Tua. The best.
This is him on the Javon Holland play. The play that changed the game, arguably. You think that goes on the elevator?
It did go on the elevator.
Oh, look at that.
It did go on the elevator.
I know things. This is Tua on the Javon Holland punch out.
Anytime we get the ball, that's always the perfect opportunity for our team. Every time we're out there, that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to put points on the board, whether it's 6 points, whether it's 3 points. Any way we can end series with points.
Well said. Points are good.
Well,
I do
said,
like points.
Indeed.
Anytime. I need to notice this Trevor Lawrence, though. He may also need some blue chew because I was told this guy was, you know, a can't miss franchise quarterback. 161.
Justin Herbert was worse.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The only guy seems to be throwing bomb skis and putting up 300. Tua. It's crazy, right?
Mind blowing.
Mind blowing.
Yeah. Looking agile, too. I don't know if you saw that.
No run game to speak of.
Nope.
All on his shoulders. Interesting. Very interesting.
Indeed.
It's okay. We'll just move on. We won't make it a thing. No need to no need to harp on it.
Yeah.
No need to harp on it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just that every quarterback drafted, you know, and I don't wish injury upon everybody, but Jordan Love got a big bag, and all of a sudden, boop, he misses a month, too.
Wow, look at that.
Because I thought Tua was the only one who got hurt.
What a shocker.
I thought Tua was a dink and dunker.
That's what I heard.
That's crazy, right?
That's what they told me.
Crazy.
They said Tua only eats at Dunkin' Donuts.
And did you hear what they said on the broadcast?
Yeah.
The most important news. Not that he lost 14 pounds.
Nope.
He's back taking jiu-jitsu. And what happened, Leroy?
What?
Back to his winning ways.
Look at that.
Hiya! Don't quit BJJ again, Tua.
Is that karate more?
What?
Hiya! Yeah,
nobody does hiya in jiu-jitsu.
Hiya! You're not doing it right.
What are you, what else you got, dude?
Okay, let's hear. You know what? Another thing that he's doing, he's physically changed himself, but he has mentally changed himself with the way that he has become a vocal leader, including
vocal dude.
A halftime speech that brought out his Hawaiian accent, according to Tyreek Hill. This is what Mike McDaniel.
You got time?
You got time for this one?
You got
one?
Time?
It's Mike McDaniel.
For old Mike McDaniel.
You got time?
We got time.
Got time for this?
I think we got time.
Yeah. We got time.
Clock, 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 clock. This is Mike McDaniel on the halftime speech.
I was writing down plays on the whiteboard at the time. It was a cool moment because it was genuine and it was not anything but constructive. You know, there was details that lead to execution in terms of how we are organized and communicate with who's in the huddle, how those players go from the huddle to the line of scrimmage, and just executing the nuances of our job I guess at the time he definitely felt that there's several guys that were loose there. I couldn't deny that at all. And was really pumped to hear him constructively lead. It wasn't it wasn't let's win or let's make plays. It was let's adhere to our standard, which is what a captain and a franchise quarterback have to be that voice to echo. So it was cool to have him beat me to the punch of something that if he wouldn't have said, I probably would have very, very closely, holding all of us accountable. And I think that's it was a cool opportunity to him for him and his growth and what this team definitely needs. And he knew it,
man. I think halftime's over.
Wow.
Hey,
whoa.
I would wonder if somebody whispers in his ear during halftime.
30 seconds, second half's going to start. You need to
wrap it up. This guy needs a commercial break.
You got to wrap it up.
Come on, bud.
We'll be back to more Mike McDaniel comments right after this.
I thought his assessment at halftime, his assessment at halftime to the reporter was great, because he was just like, "We need to do football better." And I was like, "He's right. There you go." And I was like, "That's coaching. Yeah. That's coaching, funny man."
It's true.
Because if I was Tua and I saw Mike McDaniel in that locker room, what I would have told him was, "Hey, these are the plays you call, funny man. They're too fast.
Funny man.
Throw it down the field.
Straight up field. I told you, that's what they do."
Mm. Mm.
So when you have guys like that, you know what you do?
Mm.
Like delayed stuff. Right? Because you want to make them feel like they're going to get the quarterback. And now you've taken two men out of the play.
Mm.
Now, how they combat that is run a lot of games. So you got to be back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Because, again, if you hit them with that outside run when they run in the game, now you're gone. So that's the ebbs and flows of a game. But to start the game, just running it outside and going second and 13, when you know damn well that's what that defense is, it's like, what are we doing?
Man, what else you got, Frog Boy?
We've been so wrapped up in the Dolphins' victory.
We sure have. We haven't spread our feathers around the NFL.
Correct. That's or college football.
Oh.
A little bit more love for our Canes.
Yeah.
They play FAMU.
Took care of business.
TCB.
FAMU. 122 out of the last 23.
That's true. Ended a streak.
Not anymore.
You know what that's like?
Yeah.
Our boy moving up in weight class.
Mm. Oh. Speaking of our boy, we got to talk about Gilbert Burns.
Yeah.
He fought?
Yeah, he lost.
Yeah.
I thought he said he was going to take some time off.
He did take some time off.
I'm sure he's taking a lot of time off now.
He needed to get back to work.
Right.
I think he took some time off. What did he last fought in? When was the UFC down here? 299. That was March?
Yes, it was March.
Yeah, so it's almost 6 months off.
Would they fight three times a year?
Two, three. Probably for him, he probably should fight two.
Yeah.
But he's what has he lost? He's lost three in a row?
Three in a row, yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. It's not really nerve-wracking until you get to half of Tony Ferguson. That's four in a row.
You can't keep using that as the standard. It's like
we got Marab coming on the show this week.
Do
Fighting
we?
Sugar Show.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. He's coming on Thursday. He's fighting for the title.
Sugar Shane?
Yeah. He's fighting Sugar Sean, and he stole his jacket.
Did he?
It was the greatest.
Marab is up to some shenanigans always.
Oh, always.
Always up to shenanigans.
Always up to, he's always going into crowds. He'll fight people.
He'll jump a gate.
He'll jump a gate to fight you.
It's crazy.
He's crazy.
I like it. Canelo this week.
Are we recording him?
No, it's live.
Whoa, what?
It's live.
Yeah, it's live.
That's scary.
Why do you do this?
What do you mean?
Scary, actually.
I'm all right.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
He's not going to curse. From Georgia, the country.
Whoa.
So you're going to curse with a Georgian accent?
The Marab Dvalishvili.
Mm.
He's from Georgia?
Yeah.
The country.
The country?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was getting ready to say.
Would you think he was going to curse with a Southern accent?
Yeah.
Howdy,
all right. So what happened?
Oh, no, yes.
Are we really doing that?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
We're live.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's the only, can I just say, it's the only time in radio where I'm nervous.
Mm. Don't be nervous.
Why?
Should be smooth.
Should be fun, baby.
Can we borrow dumps from 790?
I don't even think they use dumps. They don't care what they say in Spanish.
True. <Who's> gonna... Sounds good to me.
So let's borrow those.
Cristobal.
Can I just tell you, New York was supposed to lose with those ugly ass uniforms.
Who?
New York.
Oh yeah, those uniforms were terrible.
Hideous.
Terrible.
Also, Saquon.
What did Cristobal say?
Cam Ward, he's good.
He's what he is, man. He's a hungry, driven dude. He is a magician, and he's also a very thorough, detailed executor of the offensive system, man. The guy just goes, and now he's been in here early just trying to find ways to get better. So we can expect to see more great things from him.
Love it.
Got that dog in him.
So does Restrepo, dude. That's Restrepo.
He does. No, for sure.
Running over fools. Love him.
I think Restrepo may be better than Berrios.
Really?
I mean, they're very similar players.
Why do you say that?
more productive?
Why are you asking me? It's the same thing.
Why are you comparing him to Berrios?
Why would I compare them? Huh?
Why are you comparing him to Berrios?
Why's that? Thing.
I mean, okay, what is he, Julian Edelman?
I think Restrepo's bigger than those guys, right?
I think he is bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a moose.
And he's more productive. I think he's had more yards than Berrios.
We saw Berrios at the charity thing, and I was like, I can't believe you get tackled by people. That's crazy.
Yes. Shredded.
You know? He looks like he could fit in Leroy's pocket.
He's tiny.
He is tiny.
Just imagine. Like, it's weird how you could play the same position and weigh 30 pounds more or less than the star. Like, it's just... It's the nature of it.
Look at him run past everybody.
Look at him go. You know what's interesting? Jaylen Waddle was in a similar situation in a route that went the opposite direction, and number 5 caught him. And Jaylen Waddle's very fast. Mm-hmm. But it just shows you there's levels to this. For Tyreek Hill to be able to move.
Tyreek's faster.
And so, Reed DeToes was explaining to me.
Is that what you're calling him now?
In between.
You're calling Eric Metcalf
Reed because it was
DeToes.
The worst. Like, he just did that to mess with me.
I don't know that. Yeah, did he show up with luggage in hand at the game?
Dude, no! So, I had to meet up with him before the game.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so, I'm in the parking lot. Why don't you just come meet me over here with your other... Oh, I ain't got that. We got to get it afterwards.
Oh, my.
So, when I wanted to leave, he goes, well, we can't leave because my boy at the game and my luggage is in his car.
What are you talking about?
So, I'm like, where's his car?
I feel like your trip had a lot of obstacles. So,
where's his car? Oh, they got B&B.
An Airbnb? Yeah,
Airbnb, right? Where is it? Here's the address. So you want me to drive through all this traffic and we're going to go Airbnb. To his house and then, okay, fine. So now we got to find my car on the golf course, which I go, I said, my car is by some... toilets, the porta potties.
So wait, you had no idea. You forgot what hole you parked on?
I just know I was about some porta potties, right? He goes, there's porta potties everywhere. Because when I parked my car, I just looked up and I'm like, roll porta potties. So we walked into the golf course, porta potties, porta potties, porta potties. Oh, okay. I said, I'm trying to remember, like, I'm trying to do a mental of the route that I took. We're over there, right? So we walk over there. Yeah, right by those porta potties and the tree. He goes, there's trees everywhere. It's a golf course and porta potties. So I'm going, so he goes, well, since we're on this walk, I might as well mess with you some more. Right? So now I'm like, trying to find, finally, we find the car. We drive over to the house. Now, I thought he just had a little bag. No, he's going to Brussels. So he got Brussels furniture in the back of this car, right?
What?
Excuse me? He's a consultant for Nike and Nike Track.
Belgium!
So they have all these big time track events.
Okay.
And he travels and goes there.
Great.
Right. So that's, right. So he had luggage, like, boom, boom.
Like a lot of luggage.
Yeah. He goes, where's your luggage?
What?
My luggage is at the hotel. Thank God. It wouldn't have fit. So, like, I said, I came to enjoy a football game with my boy and hang out. Why do I feel like you're a chauffeur?
And this is all after your team.
All after the team got boat raced. And that's what he's doing all through the thing.
It's peacocking.
He says, no, he's going. I told you, boat race, boat raced. He's yelling this all over the.
He took the motorboat son.
Yes. Fuck. I'm like, what are we doing? So then he pulled out a cigar. I'm gonna smoke. Say, I got a cigar. I'm gonna smoke. Slapped it out of his hand. No, not on my watch.
Oh, so
it was
man.
Like it was like oh.
That's good.
And then when I finally needed a ride.
Hmm.
He's like, oh, we can't drive in all this traffic. Might as well go have a drink. I'm like, dude, it's already. We didn't leave the stadium till like 8:30, 9 o'clock. So
And I've been walking all day.
Oh, my God.
So by the time we got to, you know, I said, man, come on, let's go. He goes, look at all that traffic. They're all coming here. So I was so annoyed. I was just like, oh, my goodness. I was so like.
You know what it sounded like?
What?
A day to remember. And if you guys want to go see A Day to Remember.
I feel like that's a minus one. Oh, my God.
They're going to be at Hard Rock Live in November. JFig, tell them about it.
Yeah.
Are they good?
Oh, I want to go. They're good.
Oh, they're good. So if you want to go see A Day to Remember right now, they're going to be at Hard Rock Live in November. Caller number 3 to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of tickets to see A Day to Remember at Hard Rock Live in November. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.